Hi, I'm Jack, and my whole life I thought I was an orphan. Until I turned 14, and members of the Secret Service adopted me and told me I was a genetically enhanced human and the son of the richest man on Earth. Before anything else, shout out to both King Mark and Training Field. Your comments inspired today's story. Remember to post your original title ideas in the comments below. Give a like to the ones you would like to see animated. If your titles do well, we'll include you in a special Discord server. For now, let's jump straight into today's thrilling story. All I knew growing up was the orphanage. The people there told me I was found in an alley. A police woman kindly took me in, but after exhausting all efforts in finding out that my parents had passed away, she was forced to surrender me to social services, and they placed me at the orphanage. I grew up being told that my parents were dead. For so many years, I waited and waited to get adopted, but nobody ever came to take me. The years passed, and I watched all my friends leave, and I just kept growing and growing, and eventually, I realized that I was getting too old to get adopted. I was a handful of years away from turning 18 and being kicked out of the institution. That was when I started rebelling. I caused trouble because I knew I didn't have to act like a nice boy. What was the point? Nobody was going to ever take me in anyway. Unfortunately, my antics got way too out of hand. When I did something that got the other kids in trouble and injured one of the volunteers, I was thrown out of the orphanage. I had nowhere to go, and I just turned 14. It was probably the worst birthday I'd ever had. As I wandered the streets, wondering where I would sleep or get my next meal, a black van honked, slowed, and pulled up next to me. The window rolled down, and I heard someone inside say, "Confirmed, it's him." That was when the van's door slid open, and a couple of ladies all in black grabbed me and pulled me into the van with them. I tried to wriggle free. I kicked and screamed, but nobody tried to help me. To the people on the street, I was just another hobo. Nobody would miss me. I felt myself get weak, and in a couple seconds, I couldn't feel my feet anymore. I woke up in a completely white room. It was so bright and light in there, nothing seemed real. I wondered if I was somehow in a weird simulation, and then the door hissed open like they do in those sci-fi movies we used to watch at the orphanage during Saturdays. A lady came in. She was smoking hot. Dressed in leather and with glasses that made her look like an evil librarian, she stood over my bed and offered to shake my hand. I didn't take it. "Who are you? What have you done to me? Where am I?" She didn't respond. Instead, she grabbed my hand, but instead of shaking it, she pulled on it so I was forced to bend over. She touched the back of my neck as if she was looking for something. Then, she straightened me up and touched the earpiece she was wearing. "Charlie to Eagle, I've confirmed the asset. Asset is safe and in working order." "What are you talking about? What asset? Where am I? Answer my questions!" I thought for a second she was gonna hurt me. Instead, she smiled the sweetest smile. "You, Jack, you're the asset, and I'm glad you're finally back home." "Home? What are you talking about?" This whole place is your home, Jack. The place your parents built. And we've been waiting for you this whole time. Your return's a bit earlier than expected, but we're just glad you didn't fall into the wrong hands." I perked up. My parents? So they left something else in this world other than me? There was more to my parents? This whole thing was theirs? What else didn't I know? Was it possible? Could they... maybe they're not really dead? But it was as if the lady read my mind. She looked down at her shoes and said, "I'm sorry to let your hopes down. Unfortunately, your parents aren't with us anymore. We only exist now to continue their work and to await your return." Charlie was the head of the organization. Until I was trained enough and could take over someday, that is. She walked me around the building and briefed me on everything I needed to know. She told me that my parents were the best Secret Service agents she had ever known, and because of that, they were in demand in every corner of the world. They made their fortune serving governments, kings, queens, tycoons, and all the other billionaires of the world. Eventually, they started their own agency and hired only the best. And when they decided to have a family, they vowed to raise the most advanced super soldiers the world had ever seen. I was the first ever product of the most advanced version of the gene editing tool called CRISPR. Unfortunately, I was the first and last of their army. They never got to give me other brothers and sisters. Mom gave birth to me before their last mission. They never came back. The last thing they heard from them was a distress call. My parents were ambushed and they died in the line of duty. Being your parents, they set up an elaborate plan to hide you from anyone who might want to harm you, and they were right in doing so. The moment you were born, evil people around the world either wanted to have you or erase your existence. They were the ones who ambushed your parents, thinking she was still carrying you. Not even we know how your parents managed to hide you. They didn't tell anyone in the agency any of their plans, and they hid you deep. It took us over a year to find you, and we have the world's best agents and spies working for us. Why didn't you come and get me? It was never your parents' plan to expose you to any danger before you could officially join the family business. The moment you turned 18, we were supposed to extract you. The final data packet they sent us contained instructions on how to proceed after their death, but it was so heavily encrypted, we couldn't crack it until years later. But now, well, now you're here. We have no choice but to put you on your path. And what path is that? This. This agency is yours. You're the only surviving heir of the two richest people on Earth. Your parents wanted you to follow in their footsteps. Your destiny is in your genes. The biological ones and the augmented ones. You were made to be the best super spy in the world, and we will train you. I was a little hesitant at first, and scared out of my mind. A few hours ago, I was a homeless orphan, and now I was being told I had riches beyond imagining? And that my destiny was set before I even drew my first breath? The recruits in my class were much older than me. Some of them had PhDs or served in the army. Some even had insanely scary skills, and they made fun of me. At training camp, nobody gave a crap about who I was or who my parents were. If I couldn't hack it there, I was of no use to the agency, and I struggled. I was forced into a deep dive into a world I had no idea about, and it showed. The instructors would put me on the spot, knowing who my parents were, but when I stumbled, struggled, or didn't know answers to any of the questions, the recruits would openly laugh, noting how ridiculous it was that the future head of the agency knew diddly squat about the spy world. I would go to bed with bruises and a shattered self-esteem. And even in my sleep, I would hear the mocking laughter of the other recruits. I had no aptitude in martial arts or spycraft, and my brain kept being jumbled from the sheer volume of info dumps during the training sessions. Maybe they were right. Maybe I fudged up my parents' plans by getting out of the orphanage too early. I wasn't ready at all for any kind of responsibility. One night, I woke up sweating. I could swear I heard voices outside my door. I ran. Barefoot, I followed the rushing voices. Suddenly, red lights started flashing all around me. An alarm blared in the distance, and Charlie's voice came over the intercom. Infiltrators are in the premises. Men, to your stations. The asset must be secured. At all costs. Me. They were here because of me. And when they got too near to my door, they must have tripped the alarms. And now they're on the run. The doors of the recruits' rooms opened one by one, and they looked at me in shock, all wondering what to do. Until one of the recruits, a girl named Sandra, screamed. She was pointing into Eric's room. Slowly, Eric exited his room, but behind him, holding him hostage, were a bunch of men with masks on. Before I could even blink, each one of the masked men moved like ninjas and grabbed hold of the nearest recruit. They squirmed and struggled, but the men overpowered them. Their leader knew my name. He knew exactly who I was. We can do this the easy way, or the hard way. What's the hard way? The man raised his hand, poised to hurt the recruit he was holding captive. Without warning, something inside me awoke. I could see every possible scenario. My brain raced, and I saw events play out before me, before my body even moved a muscle. In the blink of an eye, I focused on the one plan of attack that had the best possible outcome. I didn't feel my feet push me off, but I was in the air, and in five simple moves, the intruders were on the ground. I saved those recruits who had no faith in me, and since then, nobody ever laughed at me again. The training was working after all. I was just soaking all that knowledge up. My body was just waiting for my genetic enhancement to wake up from years of sleep. I was officially inducted into their organization, and I became its leader. I had an almost infinite amount of riches and resources at my fingertips, and with it, I beefed up the security at the agency. I ran the place in a way my parents would be proud of, with Charlie's help, of course. And then, I began to hunt for those who wanted to harm me.